Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, tremendous. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for all your love, for your compassion, for all your grace and all your mercy. Thank you for a greater anointing, for wisdom, for direction and guidance and instruction. Thank you for unity in the Spirit, unity in our churches. Thank you for bringing forgiveness of all sin, and sin of commission. Help us to forgive those who trespassed against us. Thank you for the Holy Ghost. Gives us wisdom and knowledge, grace and mercy. Thank you, Holy Ghost. You're welcome in this place. Come on, Holy Ghost. Come in. Come in. Come in. Please take over. God, lead us and guide us. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you even for lost people everywhere. For without them, people could not be saved. There would be nobody to save. Thank you for the lost people. I pray that you open the floodgates. Bring them in Jesus' name. Thank you for your victory we have in Jesus. I'll say you forever. Thank you, Lord, for the mentors that you've given to people around the country and good role models, for favor of God and for preferential treatment. Oh, God, thank you, thank you, thank you for all your many blessings and miracles. We do thank you for every miracle that you've given, for every blessing that you've given. We ask this morning that you bless in the city and bless us in the field, that our going out be blessed and our coming in be blessed. Bless our homes, bless our families, bless the things that we do and the things we say in the name of Jesus. Thank you for the Holy Ghost that's moving by your power divine. We welcome the Holy Ghost. Again, come on in, Holy Ghost. Touch your people everywhere. Bless your people everywhere. Bless those who are joining us on the blog line. Person, we love you and we appreciate everything that you're doing. Now, again, we ask for your direction. We ask that you come in and bless us, we pray. Now, Lord, we just look forward to what you're going to do. Don't let the people leave the same way they came. Give them a greater blessing. Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. I pray, Lord, that you would give me divine wisdom that only comes from you. Divine wisdom. Bless the people through us. We pray in Jesus' name. And thank you for it. God, thank you, thank you. So grateful to you. I pray in the name of Jesus. Thank God, thank God, thank God. Amen and amen.
Hello.
God bless all of you on the prayer line, and oh my God, we appreciate all of you joining us. And may I speak to you? I don't know how sleepy you are, but wake up here. Good morning to all of you. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
God bless all of you on the prayer line. God is so wonderful. So wonderful. I want to thank best of you, all of you. There's some people I want to thank. I want to thank Mother Grayson and Mother Britt, Dr. Stern, Evangelist Gloria Ellington, and of course, Lady Betty, and Andrew Williams, and Prophetess Stith. I want to thank you all. Thank you.
Hi, sir.
Deacon Gina Hodges, and Dr. Pfeiffer, and Mother Franklin. All of you, Sister Ernestine Johnson, all of you on the prayer line, and so many, 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 many more. Sister Bonita, Sister Lucille, and all of you who showed enough concern, and all of you who have shown that you care about others, care about enough others enough to call them before you got on the prayer line, and you invited them to join us on this line. I know you did. Those are the instructions that the Holy Ghost gave me. And I know you followed the instructions of the Holy Ghost. So thank you in advance. Thank you, all of you who did that. I appreciate it so very much. I want to thank all of the bishops, superintendents, pastors, elders, and friends. I left off Mother Johnson. I want to thank her. I know she obeyed. And we also salute Lady Betty and Mother Johnson, my 94-year-old mother, and who's over all of our prayer warriors, and for all of our assistants, Pastor Kevin Strader. We're praying for him. I want you all to put him on your prayer list. And Pastor James Williams, Elder Davis, Elder Coates, Dr. Eleanor Pfeiffer, Brother Lawson there in Oklahoma, too. Thank God for all of you. Ambassador Julie Hagan, the one who gives us our exquisite introduction. And, of course, Deaconess Gina Hodges, our special assistant, Prophetess Gail Stith, and Dr. Mary Lacey, Outreach, and Dr. Patricia Stern, with the pastor's heart. All of you on this prayer line, we appreciate you. If I miss you, kind of to my head, not my heart. I don't want to leave anyone out. Excuse me, the amazing grace of trying to celebrate everybody, and I do. Well, Lord, bless you and keep you. Our slogan on this prayer line is blessings like you never seen in 2014. The Lord gave me that. I want to stick to it. Amen. Blessings like you never seen. I'm the kind of person when I get on something and I know it's a blessing. Stick to it. Yeah. So blessings like we never seen in 2014. Now I know a lot of things we do. We have the gift of repetition, but I found out that whenever you got something good, it's all right to repeat it because repetition is from the Lord. Amen. Look at what he does for you every day the same way. Touches you with his finger of love and wakes you up every morning. I want to thank him for repetition. Thank God. This is the And I want to welcome everybody on the blog and all over the world to the First Fruits Worldwide Prayer and Praise Line. This is a prayer line better known as the Billion Praise Convention Line, globally centered around praying for the needs of people and sending up billions of praises. My God, folks, at our convention, we have sent up at least 4 billion praises unto God all over the world. And via the live stream and Facebook and Twitter and other social media, we challenge scores of people to win at least one lost soul to Christ. It's been incredible. We had the Billion Praise Revival where we were blessed via live stream, Facebook, Twitter, and other social media to send up over 2 billion praises. And the Holy Ghost was there moving in a multitudinous way. We're in the midst of the new awakening. Study your history. There have been awakenings throughout the history. Jonathan Edwards, in history, led the Great Awakening in 1740s. And now, in 2014, the Lord is blessing us to lead people into the new awakening. By awakening, I mean spiritual shift, a spiritual shift. There's a spiritual shift going on in the land, and for centuries and even eras, people approach God with a give me, give me, give me attitude. But the spiritual shift calls for people to shift from the give me mode to the thank you mode. And we're challenging people to start thanking God 1,000 times a day. Yeah, that's where it's coming from. We're thanking him 1,000 times a day. We believe that God already knows what you need. And if you just continuously thank him before you call, he will answer. And while you're yet speaking, God will hear. He'll hear you cry. He will fix things. Yeah, just give him an attitude of gratitude. I guess that's what we're saying. Attitude of gratitude. And this morning, I want to challenge everyone on the prayer line to help us work on another 1,000,000,000 praises of thanking God 1,000 times this day. And we want to give him some praise on this line. When we do, just remember that something wonderful is going to happen to you this day. Let me tell you, when you do this and truly, truly thank him from your heart, I assure you that God will give you an absolute bona fide miracle. Listen, you can praise your way to a miracle. You can praise your way. If you're sick, you can praise your way out of sickness. If you're broke, you can praise your way out of brokenness. If you're depressed, having problems in your home, having problems in your marriage, got a loved one in prison, if you have a heart that's broken, let me tell you, you can praise your way out of that. Let me begin with a praise break this morning right now and begin to praise him and thank him from your heart in every area code all over the world. In every nation, you can praise your way out of whatever the devil puts you in. God will get you out of it. Let's do it right now. Go to God and open your mouth. Let's give him a praise.
Hallelujah.
Praise break everywhere. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise your way out. Praise your way.
Hallelujah, God.
Thank you, Lord.
God, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you,
oh God, thank you, thank you.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you. Hallelujah, God. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
you're
worthy, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, God. Thank you. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, God. Thank you.
Thank you,
thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you,
holy name.
Thank you, Lord God. Glory to your name.
God bless you. This is a wonderful day to give him praise and adoration. And we love God and thank God for you. We're asking you this morning, get your praise report ready while I'm talking right now. Don't wait till we say the line is open to you and you'll be trying to start thinking. No, no, no. Darling, learn on the line. Learn. And what do you learn? You learn to get that praise report right now. And so when we say the line is open to you, you got it already, and you want to jump in there and give your praise report. Show the Lord that what he's done for you, you appreciate. Thank you. Be ye also ready. Amen. Mm-hmm. The Lord bless you and keep you. I'm going to start with Mother Adley Johnson this morning. Amen. Well, let me back up for a moment. Amen. I wonder if one of our assistants on the prayer line, y'all can do that. Amen. Why don't y'all get those praise reports? Dr. Stern, are you there
this
morning?
Good morning.
I'm here, Dr. Johnson. Praise the Lord. I certainly will be honored to do that this morning. Praise the Lord. Today is Monday. Praise the Lord. We had a glorious weekend in the Lord. Not only is it Monday, but it's the last day in the month of March, and we certainly want to go out of March with a beautiful praise report in the Lord. So I'm first to let you But I thank God for being back on this Monday morning. I was with my family on last week, a spring vacation with my grandson, and I had an obligation to my family, but I was definitely in the presence of the Lord, and I did hear some of it while traveling. And God bless you all is my prayer this morning. Mother Johnson, please, I apologize for bringing that in, but Dr. Johnson want you to be first to give a praise report, and you're on the line.
God bless you. Bless you, Dr. Stern.
God bless you.
Hear your voice again. I've been listening to hear this voice, whether you knew it or not. But I'm just so happy and glad this morning because the Lord has been very, so good to me. He's just blessing me. It seems like every time I turn around, the Lord is still blessing me. And I just thank God for another night of rest. Woke me up on time. Well, I was a little late this morning, but thank God. A little tired. We were in service on yesterday, and how the Lord blessed. I praise and magnify the Lord for doors to be open for the old lady at 94 years old. But I thank God. You keep Mother Johnson in your prayers because I'm going with Jesus all the way. I'm saved. I'm sanctified, filled and baptized with the Holy Ghost and fire. Have a mind to go all the way with the Lord. Pray for me. God bless you.
Mm-hmm. Well, God bless you, Mother Johnson, and we certainly glean from your testimony, and we certainly will always keep you in our prayers. Anyone else on the line this morning with a testimony?
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. This is Sister Sheila. God bless each and every one. I just want to get my praise report in. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad, and I'm so glad to be in this day. I truly thank the Lord for all of what he has done for me, whether it was good or bad. I'm thanking him this morning. I thank him for my trials and my tribulation. I thank him for my ups and my downs. I thank him for my going and my coming. I just thank God this morning for everything. He gave me a new life, and I'm truly glad to be in it. I thank God. God bless you all.
God bless you, too, this morning, and be encouraged. Another praise report this morning. You're on the line.
Good morning. Good morning, Mother Digby. God bless everyone on the line, giving honor to Dr. Johnson and to his staff. I thank and praise the Lord for this prayer line. I thank the Lord for how he blessed me so many times. I heal my body. I thank the Lord for how in January my daughter came home with a real bad, and she told me, I got a headache. And I put blessed oil on her head, and she got on the floor. Her head was hurting so bad. And I called the paramedics, and they took her to the nearest hospital. Then they airlifted her over to the University of Chicago, and they did surgery. They found out she had bleeding on her. She had an aneurysm. She had bleeding on the brain, and God bless. They did the surgery the next day, and I want to say she's just doing good. She's home, and she's able to go to church. I thank the Lord. God is just healed by the day. She's just doing better by the day, and I want to let the prayer line know. I don't want to just take the blessings of God and just don't say nothing. Sometimes I can't get on, but I'm still thanking and praising God for all the things that God has done for me. I thank him for this prayer line. I thank him for each and every one of you, and I'm glad to hear Dr. Stern again.
And praise the Lord. God bless you. Amen. And we certainly have been praying for that miracle of your daughter Jacqueline, and you certainly deserving to give God a praise. Anyone else this morning on the prayer line?
Like you've never seen in 2014. God bless you. This is Dr. Pfeiffer. I am grabbing a hold on that. I'm not letting go. And it is just a blessing to hear you back again this morning. Dr. Stearns, good to hear you and good to have you back off of vacation. God bless you, and that is my prayer. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. I wasn't on vacation. I was working.
Well, away from the prayer line, yes. Amen.
You were on vacation, and they were working me. But thank you all so very much. It feels know that I was missed, but I still was in the presence of the Lord, and God bless you all is my prayer. Anyone else this morning with a praise report? You're on the line.
Yeah, Sister Jerry. Over the weekend, I started to get this something like a cold was coming on, and I went and got my oil, and boy, I anointed my throat and my neck and everything. My feet and all. And boy, I tell you that oil works. And I'm getting low. I went and got me another bottle.
Well, praise the Lord. Amen.
Yes.
Praise the Lord. And go back to the resources that we wrote back during the, amen, wisdom report on how to get rid of a cold. God bless you, Sister Jerry.
Yes,
thank God for the healing. Amen. Anyone else?
Amen.
Morning. Praise report. Let's give God some glory going out of the month of March and coming into the month of April. God bless you this morning. Anyone else with a praise report?
This is Sister Gina in Kansas, and I want to thank the Lord for another day that he allowed me to see. I want to thank God for how he healed my body. I was having a kind of rough week last week, but I thank God I was able to get out on yesterday and go to church, and I was able to hear Mother Johnson speak. She spoke at one of the community churches on yesterday, and my God, my King, that woman delivered the word on yesterday at 94 years old. And I thank God for that. I'll probably be posting some of it on our Facebook page, but you all missed out. And I encourage everybody to stick with this teaching that we're getting on the Holy Ghost, because like Mother Johnson said yesterday, a lot of people will teach about getting saved, but they act like they back up when it comes to talking about the Holy Ghost. And I thank God for that. That's my praise report for today.
Well, praise the Lord. It's good to have a good praise report. We know wherever Mother Johnson be trotted, the Holy Ghost is there. And we encourage and keep praying for Mother Johnson, because the Lord will use you in your old age, like you say, like a lemon tree. God bless you all. Is it any more praise reports? Amen. Praise the Lord. It is all set up for you today just to jump in there and give your praise report.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Is that you, Lucille?
Yes, ma'am. Good morning. I just want to thank the Lord for waking me up this morning. I thank the Lord for my pastor, Bernard Johnson, Mother Johnson. I just thank all the saints for praying for my dad. My dad is sick, and I just thank the Lord. I'm just thanking the Lord. I'm just thanking the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Well, God is still
my strength in the Lord. I'm just thanking the Lord. I'm just thanking the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Glory.
Thank
anyone else this morning with a praise report?
This is Brother Wim.
God bless you, Brother Wim. You're on the line.
I want to thank God for his word and his promises. And I also want to thank you for my mother, Mother Britt. And she introduced me to this prayer line, and I really get...
Brother William, this is Dr. Johnson. Hold on just a moment. I want you to have a few more words here this morning. He's going to give us our inspiration. God bless you. But I just, anyone else with a praise report, go ahead, Dr. Stern.
Well, praise the Lord, Dr. Wig. You will be back on. God bless you. We didn't mean to cut you off, but you will be back on. Amen. Praise the Lord. Anyone else with a praise report? We don't want to shun anyone or stop anyone. You're on the line.
I have a praise report. This is Dr. Lacey. Thank God I was able to make my first Sunday back to church since August. And I enjoyed myself, and the people enjoyed having me back at home again. I thank God for what he's done for me, and I'm just asking that you all would continue to keep me in prayer.
Bless, Dr. Lacey.
Bless you, Dr. Lacey. Amen. It's always good to hear the praise report of Dr. Lacey. Amen. She wear many hats. And yet and still, she still is about her father's business. Anyone else this morning with a praise report before we turn it back over to the hands of Dr. Johnson? Anyone else? All right, all right. Be blessed and encouraged in the Lord. And just keep praising the Lord 1,000 times and plus. God bless you is my prayer. Thank all of you for praying for me. Amen. My hands are really full. I still have my husband that I'm dealing with, but God is still dealing with him. God bless you. Back into your hands, Dr. Johnson, and thank you so very much for having me to do this.
Thank you so very much. And again, Dr. Stern, we appreciate you. Amen.
Yeah.
We didn't invite our special guest this morning to do our inspiration, and that is Mother Britt's son, Brother William.
Yeah.
The man has a wonderful testimony of how God delivered him. And Brother William, we want you Before we get our prayer request this morning, we want to release the line to you. Take 8 to 10 minutes and give us our inspiration this morning. The Lord bless you and keep you. Brother William, the line is open to you.
Bless you.
Thank you. I just like to say this morning, I'm grateful. You know, I have an attitude of gratitude for God, Jesus, you know, and everything he's did in my life. I come from a good family. My mother, she raised us all by herself. You know, she had four siblings. I have three siblings, and she raised all four kids. Even though my father had passed away, you know, like 6 months before I was born. But she taught us, you know, what we needed to know as far as God and Jesus was concerned, and I strayed away at a young
age. I'm just a little louder, Brother William, right in the phone.
I strayed away at a young age, and I'm just really getting back to what she taught me this year, and it's been a struggle, you know. I followed my peers and doing drugs, and that just took my life away, you know, because I went spiritually bankrupt and physically, emotionally, you know, I had pain there, and God has a reason for everything, you know, and I don't know what the reason is. I was always jealous of people, you know, being successful, because I thought I was going to be successful. But today I am successful, you know, and I'm looking for the reason, you know. And God says, don't worry about it, because he says he washes our sins away, you know, and we start all over when we give our lives to him. And my mom, she always prayed for me. Like you say, you have a praying grandma, but I had a praying mother, and she never gave up on me. She loved me unconditionally, and she never grumbled or griped about me, because the things that I did was despicable, you know. I stole from her, I manipulated, I cheated, I robbed. Anything you can think of that to get to
what did the Lord do for you?
The Lord, he delivered me. I mean, he was with me all the time, you know. He never let me go. I turned my back on him, and he brought me to, I would say, NA, Narcotics Anonymous. And there I learned you have to believe in God again, you know. And they believe in God as they understand him. I believe in God as I understand him, too, but I believe that Jesus Christ was God and is God. And they believe in whatever they want to believe in. And I'm getting away from